Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to StoicCom. You know, life's a roller coaster, right? Ups and downs, twists and turns. But one thing that can really make those rides smoother, or at least more bearable, is having strong relationships built on something solid. Effective communication. Yeah, I know that sounds basic, but trust me, this stuff matters. In today's episode, we're diving deep into how to become a communication ninja, how to build bridges, avoid misunderstandings, and create those awesome, supportive connections that make life worth living. Ever felt like you're speaking different languages with the people closest to you? Or maybe you've had a conversation where things just exploded? We've all been there. But good news, effective communication is a skill you can learn and hone, just like playing an instrument or mastering a new recipe. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's get real about building healthy relationships through the magic of words. Let's start with 5 key takeaways that are going to change your communication game. 1. Listen actively, not just to reply. This is huge. When someone's talking, really pay attention, not just waiting for your turn to speak, but truly understanding their perspective. Make eye contact, nod, ask clarifying questions. Think of it like being a detective trying to solve the mystery of what they are really saying. 2. Be mindful of your tone and body language. You know those times when someone says something seemingly harmless, but their tone or facial expressions make you feel off? Yeah, that happens all the time. We communicate so much through nonverbal cues, so be aware of how you're coming across. A warm smile can go a long way, and even a simple nod can show that you're engaged and listening. Use I statements instead of blaming. Ever said something like, "You always make me feel"? Yikes. Those words are guaranteed to put someone on the defensive. Instead, try framing things from your own perspective. For example, "I feel hurt when." This takes the blame out of the equation and opens up space for a more constructive conversation. 4. Practice empathy. Step into other people's shoes. Try to see things from their point of view, even if you don't agree with them. Remember that everyone has their own experiences, beliefs, and baggage shaping their reactions. A little empathy can go a long way in building bridges and understanding. 5. Don't be afraid to apologize. Owning up to your mistakes is a sign of strength, not weakness. It shows that you care about the relationship and are willing to take responsibility for your actions. A sincere apology can mend fences and rebuild trust faster than anything else. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're having dinner with your partner, and things start getting heated. Maybe there's a disagreement about chores or finances. Instead of throwing accusations around, take a deep breath and try implementing those communication tips we just talked about. Listen actively to what they're saying, even if it's frustrating. Acknowledge their feelings without judgment. Use as statements to express your own perspective calmly and respectfully. Remember to watch your tone and body language, avoid defensiveness or anger cues. And most importantly, don't be afraid to apologize if you've said something hurtful. By taking these steps, you can turn that tense dinner into a productive conversation where both of you feel heard and understood. So remember, building healthy relationships is an ongoing journey, one that requires effort, patience, and a commitment to open communication. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll experience less stress, more connection, and ultimately a richer life filled with meaningful relationships. Want to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from learning about these communication tips, maybe a friend, a family member, or even your partner. Leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what you think. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, stay calm, stay connected, and keep rocking those relationships.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.